This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ooh la la. And that is a French press, is it, Danny?
That's a French press. A.K.A. Cafetière.
Well, just French makes it sound, anything with French in front of it makes it sound elegant and classy. Like French with French coffee press. Is good.
French yeah. Made.
French made, yeah.
This is fun.
French kiss.
Ooh. French letter.
Never heard of that.
Yeah. It's another word for condom.
French fan, is it?
Is it? French letter.
I think so. Alexa, what's a French letter?
I know about 26 French letters, including A.
Alexa, show.
Alexa's done you there.
Just done a pun.
Mark's writing it down.
No, I was thinking, when you said French made, I said French made, like there's something in that, isn't there? Because something that is French made. So there is wordplay in French made as well.
Oh, yeah.
French made.
Yeah. I've got something. French made.
French made.
You'd suit with that rhythm, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah. And then you twist back and it is a French made.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can confirm it's condom.
Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes they can't get to work. As always, I am joined in the podcast studio by the one and only Danny Ward.
Hey, here I am.
And we have a guest episode. We've got Finlay Christie.
Hey, new star turn, Finlay Christie.
Star turn, yeah. I said that earlier and you didn't know what a star turn was and then you made me feel really old.
Yeah, it sounds like an old showbiz term.
Yeah, I feel like it's older than a millennial term, isn't it?
It sounds like Bruce Forsyth would say, it's an exciting star turn.
That is what he would say.
Yeah.
What generation would he be?
Would be the game generation.
What's that mean? The generation game.
That's good. I don't know what that is, but I'm guessing that's the name of a game show.
It was, yeah.
Do you not know what that is?
No.
That's funny. Am I right in thinking, Danny, that it's the one where at the end, it's quite a good game really, where they have a conveyor belt and they have lots of prizes go past the person for about a minute and they have to remember as many as possible.
Okay. Yeah.
And then once they've all gone and disappeared, they have to name as many and they get the ones
they get
they...
to win them ones that they can remember.
If you can remember all of them, you win all the prizes. It's a good game.
Yeah, good old school entertainment.
Big prizes, little things.
Like you'd have a coffee machine.
A cuddly toy was the big one. They'd always go, a cuddly toy.
There'd be electrical goods. Was there a holiday?
There'd be like a kettle.
Tea's made. Do you know what a tea's made is?
I do actually know what a tea's made is. Because that's come back a little bit. That's like a retro thing that's cool again.
They're fucking rubbish though. They never,
really?
The problem was, they never went to boiling point. That was the fundamental issue. The water never
properly
boiled.
Whereas a French tea's made.
That, is that a reference to something that we didn't record?
No, we did record
oh,
it.
We did?
Yeah. I hope. I don't know. What a mess.
Yeah.
So, we haven't done this for a while. You can probably tell.
Yeah. That's fine.
We've been on the road. We've been busy. We've been out and about. So we went out and about. We went to...
Geel.
Did you have a nice time in Geel? I had a nice time.
I did. I had... Yeah, for some reason I just remember that burger thing, that sausage meat burger was really nice.
Oh yeah, that was nice, yeah. It's like a square sausage burger thing.
Yeah, you paid for it with tokens, that was so weird.
Yeah, you thought I was having a laugh when I told you that.
Anyway.
They gave us little tokens.
How did you find gigging abroad?
I was just going to say, I sat in on your set.
Yeah.
What do you think of my set?
I was asleep. And not in the room. I had a nap. I didn't sleep through it.
Hey, I'm a big fan of a nap. I don't hold that against you. But how did you find your material-wise? Because you had a good gig. What was it like for you up there? Did you change anything?
The weird thing was that the person before me wasn't speaking English. So I went up there and I was a bit flustered. Because he did a whole thing in Flemish. And then brought me up. So I had no idea what he talked about. I couldn't really get a feel for the room. it was weird.
What was weird is basically the way it worked is there are three separate hours and it would be one UK act on each hour. So it's you, me, Alf Lyons. I went first, she was on the middle show and you're on the last show. And they're all the other acts on the lineup, it'd be a compare, a first act, and then, you went first actually on your one, didn't you?
Yeah.
But the compare was speaking in multiple languages because there was... The thing with Belgium is there's a real mixture of languages. So I think the first act on that I think he spoke in Dutch, the guy before me. But the compere was an English guy, but he was speaking in... I don't even know what language he was speaking in. But before I came on, he didn't speak in English. It was weird. Yeah. I thought he'd drop into English, but his stuff... I think he can do his stuff in all languages and it works. So I guess that's a specific sort of comedy because like wordplay wouldn't work like that.
Does he talk about aeroplanes? Well, you wouldn't know because you don't speak Flemish, but...
No, I don't know.
And he was pulling up the back of his shirt as well. Mm. He was getting
your compare.
Yeah, he was like getting his kit off.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, what is he talking about?
Yeah, I think we sort of guessed that he was talking about some sort of operation he'd had.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know. But it was good, wasn't it? And I'm really amazed at how great, like, the audience, like, their English and understanding of comedy in all different languages. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is it's a privilege that we can just go anywhere and be understood.
Yeah, I know.
It's great.
What about you, Danny? Have you done many?
Probably only about 16 or 17 different countries.
What's the best one and the worst one?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, I said Germany. Germany's always had a good time in Germany. Had a good time in Germany. I find in the countries where life's pretty good, the comedy's harder. When you get into your Swedens.
They don't need to be funny.
They don't know, no.
Because nothing goes wrong.
No.
They definitely relate less to miserable stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I've got a bit about how I think I'm quite happy being depressed as long as I have my phone. And they don't get it at all over there.
That sort of Western Europe, where things are pretty, all right. It's harder.
Yeah. I suppose that's a bit like, I find maybe your Guildfords, your Tunbridge Wells are always a little bit harder audiences and they're sort of...
Why
are you laughing at that?
Is that where everything's all right in Britain?
Well, I think that they've got it quite good around there, haven't they?
Guildford,
it's quite posh, isn't it?
I suppose parts of it are, yeah.
I think so. Today.
Never been.
Never been to Guildford?
But it sounds like paradise.
You haven't done that.
You've never been to Guildford?
No.
It's not paradise for a comic.
I've been to Tunbridge Wells. I performed for the children of Tunbridge Wells. Did a kids gig there once.
Did
Never for the adults, yeah. But they were good, the kids.
Do you change your act much for kids gigs?
Oh, yeah, completely different set. That's how I started. I started when I started doing comedy.
Because you
were
a kid?
Yeah.
Literally, yeah.
yeah. Well, I mean, that as well. But when I started doing comedy, I did it for kids. I did the comedy club for kids. Do you know that?
I feel like you told me that when we were
You
away.
Know about Comedy Club for Kids, Mark.
I don't.
You're banned from it.
I've never done it. I've done the babies' gigs, those ones. But you don't have to. You don't have to change because it's for adults and the babies.
Have
can't
you done
understand.
Any Bring Your Own Babies gigs? They're a.
I don't have a baby. So.
No, you don't. You don't need one.
Oh, okay.
Unless, I guess if you do if you're in the audience.
Oh, okay.
If you you can't do.
So you didn't change your set much for the Belgium gig?
No, not
just
at all,
just
really.
Did it. Yeah.
I mean, I find you can get away with more. I might have done a few riskier routines because I find abroad they're apart from like Sweden and places like that, they don't. Sometimes in performing for London crowds, I get a bit tense. You bring up certain things.
Yeah.
So like I did a story that I'm not doing that often in the UK about when I dated a girl who was from like quite a strict Jewish family and how we kind of, I was a secret from the family and like we got rumbled in the end because they put cameras around the house and they ended up filming us.
Wow.
And when I tell that story in the UK, people get a bit tense because I'm talking about, you know, a Jewish girl.
Mm.
And people just go, oh, what's it going to be? But
right. Well, actually, what's the outcome of that?
So she...
Pornhub.
They probably still... I wonder if they still have the video is the thing. Because,
so how did you know that they filmed it?
Well, the way I tell it on stage, I don't explain that, because this would make people even more tense. I don't explain the reason they had cameras in the house was because she came from quite a wealthy family.
Mm.
And so they already had cameras in the house. The way I tell it in the story is that they
had installed them.
They installed them because of me. But she had quite a big house and they checked the security footage because they'd actually lost her in her own house because it was so big. They couldn't find her. So that's why they checked the footage.
What?
Yeah. Right. It was nuts.
Well, when she was a kid?
No, this was whilst we were together.
Right. When she was a kid.
she just turned legal.
Yeah.
Me too. But that was that she.
So with that joke, is Jewish essential in the actual joke?
Yeah, because the punchline is to do with the fact that they got it on camera. They found out that I'm not Jewish.
Okay.
That's part of
it. Oh, yeah, you did do that routine.
How did
they find that out?
They really liked it. In Belgium, or do you mean the family?
No, how did they find out that you weren't Jewish?
That's the thing. I told her the whole time, why don't you just tell them I'm Jewish?
Mm.
And she said, well, first of all, you don't look Jewish at all. There's no way that you're Jewish. Also, if you were Jewish, they would know you.
Right.
Because obviously I would have made it in comedy by now. No, because the community is very close. They would have asked me about it, and I would have had no clue.
But the joke is about your penis.
That is that's the punchline.
Yeah, good. Just making sure.
And that joke works, so we're not talking about
sure
it. It's flawless.
Let's make sure. So what jokes have you got that you've tried and they haven't worked for whatever reason?
I've been trying to get this bit to work for ages and ages about how I don't like quiet people.
Right.
Like shy people, like introverts.
Like your audiences.
Exactly. Well, that's sometimes that's part of the joke.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So is that part of the joke if it isn't going as well as it could be?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, nice. Is there a way to make that work? Is there a way around it so that you could always have the joke, like a word, you know, word it in a way? Do you know what I mean? How do you actually get that across? So if you're talking about it, I don't like quiet people, and they've been a bit rubbish, would you just go...
Then they just laugh.
Oh, really?
So they've been quiet.
Oh, because you'll just leave a gap.
And, yeah.
Oh, that's quite a nice out, isn't it? If you know, if they're a bit rubbish.
Yeah.
And then what comes next?
Then afterwards I think shy people are rude. But I think we've been cutting them like slack for too long, because a shy person is someone that they'll invite you out, say nothing for 3 hours, and they'll message you afterwards being like, hey, I had a great time. It's like, yeah, I bet you did. Like, what did you think that was like for me? You know, you made me do all the work. I'm the, you know, the rickshaw driver. You're the tourist in the back, you know. And it's about how I think we've been cutting introverts slack for a long, long time. Look at all those personality tests. They're always like they're elevating introverts. We worship introverts now. The tests that always ask questions like, how do you spend a night off? And you always tell an introvert wrote it, because it's like, you know, with whores or reading a book. So people think introverts are these like mysterious, quiet, amazing intellectuals, but they're not. Actually, they're just rude,
making life hard for everyone.
Exactly.
You've tried this a few times.
Yeah,
like at new material gigs.
Yeah, and club nights sometimes.
And what's
it'll work.
The consistency of it? Is it
it will either be the best bit of the whole set, and people will come up to me and say that was great, or people just won't get it at all.
Wow!
So it's really tough, because it's sometimes people's favourite bit.
Yeah, that's annoying, isn't it? Because you can't, because when you do your regular paid sets, you can't really risk a bit just dying on its hole like that.
It's because the bit's quite mean. That's why it dies. Because people think, because I'm someone that appears quite confident, I'm having a go at shy people.
Yeah.
People get a bit uncomfortable about that.
Isn't it funny? It's just a joke.
Yeah.
It's just a bloody joke.
But it also is something I feel in my core.
Really strongly about anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think it's actually not
okay. That's me joking. I was being...
I was, that's the trouble with podcasts. You don't say anything.
That was
you can't
me,
really
yeah,
tell.
That was me being shy and an introvert.
I just think it's not.
So do
okay
you think the fact that you're on stage, that is such a powerful kind of confident position, that it does just look that's very minor on the sort of people you could be having a go at.
Yeah,
I mean they don't complain.
They don't say anything. It actually winds me up thinking about it.
Really?
Because people always assume that they're nice, quiet people. People say, oh, she's so nice. We think, well, how do you know? She didn't say, like, she could be racist. I would rather she was racist because then I know I'm not missing out.
There you go. That's a.
Yeah, that could work. Right, that could go,
you
go.
So you thought about just doing more with it as a.
Yeah, maybe just
thing.
Like dig in harder. Yeah. Go more mean.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the
double
way to
down.
Do it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fuck shy people.
You go on a massive long rant about hating shy people.
Yeah, I feel like there's something. I feel like there's a nice reveal at the end. There's something. There's a twist somewhere there, I think. I don't know. Do you think people think. Do most people think they're shy? Do you know what I mean? So do they think you're having a go at them?
Probably some people do, yeah. I could say. Like, you guys haven't said anything the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm up
yeah.
here working my arse off.
I like the line about saying I'd rather you be racist.
Yeah.
Or you know, maybe not racist, but I'd rather you be
something
than that. At least then I know I'm not missing out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's annoying when. So how many times will you just keep going over, like will you tweak it when you keep trying it different times?
It's one of those ones where I'll just go up and just do it and try and get genuinely angry because then it'll be funnier.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't really write it out, that one.
You know what I hate? Just go straight into it.
I do. That's what I do.
Yeah.
And it's not a good. It's not shy, a good way to do bits.
Shy people.
I hate shy people. Fucking those. Oh man.
Just rude. Yeah. I think there is something in the fact that they are just rude.
Yeah.
They might just not be interested. But like, I'm probably quite shy just in everyday life. Oh, no, I used to be. Isn't that funny? I used to be, but I've just talked myself out of it now.
Well, because that's what you should do. That's what everyone should do. If they're shy, you fake it till you make it. You make an effort.
Yeah, bugger. Make a bloody effort.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly how I feel. But also, extroverts, just as bad. I've thought about that way to balance the bit out.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Because I don't like people who are really outgoing either. I think they're... People who say that they get... That's the thing they say about extroverts. People who get their energy from being around other people. That is crazy.
Mm.
That people who are like, oh, I'm exhausted. I need some small talk at a work drinks. That's nuts.
Maybe you could start it off by saying you hate quiet people, introverts. And then you, as you're ranting, you actually can talk yourself into the opposite.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah, actually, I really like them.
So by the time you finished it, you hate people who are extrovert.
But then you'll be an extrovert, aren't you?
Yeah, then you say you hate yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one in the middle, though. There's ambivert.
Ambivert?
Which is when you're both.
That's when you're sort of waiting to say something. Just waiting for the...
Well, I mean, sometimes you can be quiet and sometimes you have different moods.
Yeah.
Is that to do with the traffic lights?
What?
Amber.
Oh, no, it's not ambivert. A-M-B-I. Like ambidextrous.
Oh, like, right. Well, it works with amber, doesn't it? Because you're right in the middle.
When you put it like that, yes.
Vert means green as well. Amber, vert.
Does it?
Yeah. Red, yellow, green.
Didn't know that.
Mm. Hey, what's this?
Vert in French.
Yeah, is...
Green.
Green.
Yeah.
Amber.
I mean, this. If you can get a joke out of this, you're a genius.
It would work in Germany.
Yeah.
I find that sometimes... So with that gigs abroad, sometimes they laugh at just premises and then they'd laugh less at the wordplay.
Is that not because they're just being polite?
They might be. Well, so, they just enjoyed...
I think there's a lot of goodwill in gigs abroad sometimes.
Yeah, but goodwill, but yes. But like in a UK crowd, they wouldn't laugh at the first bit because they expect more.
No, because there's no goodwill in UK gigs.
So they were laughing at the concepts I was saying, and then when I did the wordplay, I sort of was left. They were sort of, oh right, I got what, get what
well,
he's
they
doing.
Wouldn't, they wouldn't understand the wordplay, would they? But they'd understand.
They got some of it, but yeah, it's just not as they weren't expecting it,
or they don't understand any of it, and they're just laughing when they think they're supposed to laugh.
You're just being really nice,
yeah,
because I think they appreciate the fact you've come all this way to do it.
Yeah,
that's why they're laughing. Yeah. You've come a long way.
Wow, that'd be so sad if that is the case.
Well, it's not always the case. I once took a... In Copenhagen, I once went down really, really hard at a gig, like died in front of a good 250 people.
Damn.
The only person I could hear laughing was Rory O'Hanlon at the back of the room.
That's brilliant. Yeah. I do like that when... like
I love it.
I had a few when I was supporting Sean Walsh on tour. There's a few times when I was struggling.
Yeah, I had that problem.
And I just heard him laughing backstage.
I've got a bit about... I've got a bit about how I think the word straight is homophobic.
Right.
Do tell.
Like, because a guy asked for my number once and I went, oh, no thanks, sorry, I'm straight. Like, no thanks, I'm straight. And I was just thinking, like, that's such a... The word straight feels like quite an out, because it means like...
It sounds
straight
like
down the line. Straight,
it means like, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
right, straight. What you mean. You're saying like that's normal.
A fair point.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
a fair point.
And if no thanks, I'm straight. That's something you say when someone offers you crack, like not when someone asks for your number. And like straight.
Straight,
so
edge.
Like,
straight edge is when you don't do drugs or drink or...
No, it's an old-fashioned term, straight. You're right.
You look up straight in the thesaurus and all the synonyms are like unswerving, words, upstanding, tidy. Yeah. So with every word, it sounds more like a gay guy. So I think we should swap the terms around.
Have you done that as a bit?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good bit.
Did that not work?
Sort of.
Again, is it the whole thing of it just they get a bit uncomfortable off the bat with what you're...
Maybe they don't know what the word synonyms means.
Maybe, yeah, yeah. Yeah. But I think, because you look at like the antonyms. I shouldn't say that as well. That's...
I mean, I don't know what an antonym is.
Don't you?
No. What's an antonym, Mark?
I'm not going to embarrass you.
It's just for the benefit of the listener, not these guys. It's the opposite of a synonym.
And a synonym is? The opposite synonym. Of an antonym.
Synonym. They're synonym buns, you know.
Mark, write that one down.
That's a good one. I'm having that.
Synonym buns.
Okay, go on. How would you do that synonym bun? What would be the...
Oh, well, synonym. You just then have the cinnamon of bun.
Cinnamon, yeah.
That's just, yeah.
Have you got any pastries?
Yeah, got any cakes, pastries, cinnamon cakes, buns. Biscuits, cookies. No, I've only got cinnamon.
No. Cinnamon buns. Cinnamon buns.
Yeah.
But trouble is...
Cinnamon buns.
The trouble with that is, genuinely, I think that is good, but they just hear cinnamon.
Yeah.
To actually get... So you'd have to go... So where would you find dictionary? No, thesaurus.
Thesaurus.
So you'd have to get thesaurus in there. So I went reading the thesaurus the other day.
Yeah.
I read, and then all the pastry, blah, 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 blah. Cinnamon buns.
Cinnamon buns.
Yeah, cinnamon buns.
Synonym buns.
Yeah, but it's going to be so hard when you think it. Cinnamon.
Synonym.
Synonym buns.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think... I will try that. I genuinely will try
cinnamon
it.
Cinnamon buns. I like that.
Yeah. So what were we talking about?
About straight being homophobic.
Yeah. So when you said it, were you saying it like the guy you said it to was reacting like it was, or you just gone, actually, I think that's...
Yeah, I've decided
that's
homophobic, yeah.
Well, there's nothing wrong with what you're saying there, because you're not coming at... You're coming... It's a good angle, isn't it?
But the punchline makes people uncomfortable is I say... So I talk about how all these words sound like, you know, upstanding, unswerving.
Mm.
Sounds like a gay guy. How many, you know... These
tidies,
sounds like you're just describing a gay guy. And then I say, yeah, we should swap the terms around. You know, because you look at the opposite of what straight means. You know, crooked, dishonest, messy. That's me.
Yeah,
you know, Finlay. You know, I love the ladies. Can't look after myself. I'm a messy little bender. That's something like that. Is the punchline, but I can't quite. It's, you know, I'm a fruity loop lady lover.
But
something
what
like
was
that.
The thing you said? What was the thing you said earlier, which we laughed at in this bit?
Well, so many things.
it was about being tidy.
Cinnamon buns, yeah. Yeah, tidy. The synonyms.
Yeah, yeah.
Unswerving, upstanding,
so
tidy.
So when you do the bit, what's the reaction for the bit throughout? Is it...
Okay, people sometimes go all and sometimes go laugh.
No, what, sorry?
So sometimes laugh.
Yeah, at the... Which bit, though? Which
at that bit, the bit you guys laughed at.
That's the bit. And then going after that, you just haven't got a hard punch.
Yeah. What I do have is, as a sort of semi-ending, he says, I'll try it, you might like it. And I say, whoa, since when was being gay a choice? Or something like that.
Right. That's good. Yeah. And, but that doesn't work either.
That gets a good sort of a,
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like with that bit, have you just put it to bed and you're like, that, or do you still feel like it's...
It's just, that's the sort of newer one that I'm trying to get to work.
Yeah.
And I just haven't tried it so many times.
Yeah, I feel like there's definitely...
Get somewhere with that.
Do you think you just don't have them with the first angle? Because if they don't buy into the fact about straight being not a good word or...
That's the thing. I want to get them on. I want to convince them of that, but it's hard. Like,
yeah.
Because I thought that line, it's like they're offering you crack. I think, to me, that's really funny, but it never gets a laugh.
Maybe it's just how you go into it. Maybe you don't get across what you're trying to get at.
Maybe,
as soon
yeah.
as you say the word homophobic, people tense up.
I think it is that. It's, I
but,
can't
but
get
maybe
it across.
Maybe they say homophobic. Maybe you just say, are we sure that's the right word to use?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It doesn't
straight.
Say, yeah, because that sounds off. Maybe don't say homophobic, because that's quite a triggering word, isn't
maybe.
It?
Maybe. Straight.
And also, when you start talking about crack, that takes people. It's,
is it too? Is a leap?
So yeah, I mean, do you say you don't take crack? I'm straight.
I'm straight, man.
I'm straight, man. I don't take crack.
Yeah, so, man. I'm straight.
Yeah, I'm straight.
Well, if you talk about crack, that's almost another joke.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that might also be what people think you're getting at.
Yes, yeah.
Is that you're making a joke about a crack.
Like he was offering me crack. Yeah, he was. His crack.
Yeah. But, you know.
Because that's the trouble. If there are multiple ways a joke can go, as in there's multiple meanings of a joke, even if it's not what you mean, that you can totally ruin a joke because the audience just goes, I don't know quite what I'm meant to be doing when I'm taking it in. So sometimes you have to really more simplify it. Doesn't have to be crack, does it? You could change it to anything, can you?
Yeah, it's crack's the funniest drug, isn't it?
Is there a funnier drug?
Why is crack the funny?
It's quite a good word, crack.
Crack.
It sounds quite. What's the funniest drug you've ever taken, Danny?
Well, paracetamol, mate. I don't know what you alluded to at all. Thank you very much indeed.
Like he was offering me. Because it has to be something. Like he was off. Yeah.
What's the one with the ice? What's that called?
The ice?
Meth.
Meth. It's not a good funny word though, meth.
Yeah, like he was offering me meth.
Like he's offering me crack.
No thanks, I'm straight. What do you go straight from?
Well, I'm going straight. If you go straight, in the old days, it was when you gave up crime. Giving up crime. Well, I'm going straight now.
Oh, yeah. Like I was saying no to a... bank, like a, you know, a bank job.
That might be the one.
Yeah, that's good.
That might be better.
Yeah.
Because I don't think, oh, no, thanks, mate, I'm straight. Do you want some crack? No, thanks, I'm straight.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Do you want to go and rob this bank? But no, mate, I'm straight. I've gone straight.
But yeah, I don't think it would even, maybe that just doesn't work, because it doesn't quite sound right.
Yeah.
I'm straight. When you say I'm straight, the only thing I think of is sexuality. I don't think of anything else when you say that. I don't think there's any other meanings.
But if you say I've gone straight.
It means
you've given different. Up crime.
But that means you were once not straight.
It does. But, but actually, if you were, like a copper would be bent if they were,
that's
in
true.
The old days, isn't it? A bent copper, man.
Yeah.
That you were
a crooked screw.
A crooked screw.
Prison guard. A bent screw. A crooked screw. I don't know.
There's a lot of complicated things going on here within this joke. I mean, you could just cut it back. That bit's not 100% essential.
Yeah, it's not.
Is it for the bit? I don't think.
I could just say, isn't the word straight weird?
Yeah, I do reckon stay away from the word homophobic.
Yeah.
Yeah, the word straight's weird because when you look at the pseudonyms, it means this, which is actually probably...
That's
you
know, close more, to gay
closest
guys, yeah.
to gay guys.
You know. Yeah, but then
the only reason it's not so satisfying as a bit is because gay... The word gay, if that applied to straight guys, but it doesn't really because gay means happy.
But that's funny.
That's...
Isn't it? Is that not a bit as well?
It's a bit kind of, women. I don't know. It's a bit kind of old-timey. Oh, straight means happy, but we've got to deal with...
The old trouble and strife.
Yeah, exactly.
The old ball and chain. Yeah, you're right. You are right.
Unless
yeah.
I could somehow argue that straight men are happier, but I don't think that people would be on board.
No.
Their suicide rate's much lower. They have to deal with a lot less oppression. So we should call them happy.
I wish we were all gay. That should be the outcome. Why can't we all be gay?
give it 100 years or so, I think it'll all be one big melting pot, won't it?
Yeah, probably.
That's what I was led to believe of watching Doctor Who.
Really?
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Captain Jack. Captain Jack Harness. He's from the future.
Oh, right.
And they're basically just, everyone's just, you know, take your, you know, whatever you fancy.
Mm,
there's no right. sort of this or that. It's just all...
Oh, that's ahead of its time, that.
Yeah.
Very good. So, that's good. So we solved that one for you?
Yeah.
So, put a tick there.
That's killer.
That's what, I mean, that is, yeah. That's ready for the Apollo, that.
Is this what always happens? This is incredible.
What's that?
Bit like this is like a proper, this is like a joke clinic.
Yeah, but we haven't solved anything there, have we, really? We've given you some ideas of what.
Yeah.
That's not really the aim of it, but, you know, sometimes we work stuff out. Sometimes
amazing.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
One more.
Yeah.
Well, time for one more.
I've got this bit about how I get quite annoyed at like Twitter culture.
Right.
And I'm worried that I'm not liberal enough to be like a good young person, because I see a lot of young people around me, the kind of attitudes I see on Twitter, I'm like, I wish I could believe this, but I don't think I'm a good enough person. Like, I see, one thing I always see on Twitter is like people sharing videos of penthouses and going, this is disgusting. You know, how could you sleep at night in a place like this when there are people beneath you suffering? And I look at it and I just think, like, surely that's the best part of a penthouse, is that there's people beneath you suffering. I don't think I would enjoy a penthouse anywhere near as much if everyone had a penthouse, because then you just, there'd just be, just have a flat.
A lot of wasted space as well.
Yeah.
So is there any more to that bit?
Yeah, like I just talk about, I just sort of, yeah, talk around it. So I say, like, no, I don't think anyone is, how bad is your, I don't say this, but like, how bad is your white guilt that you're looking for a place that's close to the suffering? Surely everyone, it looks bad on Twitter, but you know, get there, have a few mimosas, sit in the hot tub.
I mean,
you'd be spitting
right
on
there.
Those dickheads that are suffering, you know.
My biggest problem with it is, I don't even know what you're talking about. as in the Twitter penthouse thing.
Right.
I don't relate to that in the slightest. I don't know what that is.
Then maybe that's quite niche and internet-y.
Is that always Twitter rather than any other? Because surely that's Instagram, isn't it, where they're posting photos in a really nice...
Oh, is it really?
I don't know. Is it? Where's the penthouse thing on Twitter?
I feel like it's... maybe it's just a... I don't know, maybe it's a Gen Z thing or like...
Maybe. So what is it? Is people are just hiring these places out and taking photos?
No. Like it will be like an estate agent being like, this wonderful new property that we have, and all the people in the comments will be like, this is fucking eat the rich. This is disgusting.
Okay.
You know, but it's, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I've never seen that.
But then ironically, if you know, that they'll hate stuff like that, like a big New York penthouse, but you post a picture of, it's called cottagecore, you know, like a cottage in the countryside, and it's all stone and there's sheep in the back, everyone in the comments, even though that cottage is probably
the same thing.
A couple million.
Yeah, yeah.
In the comments, be like, this is amazing. If I could only have a place like this.
With no one else, none of the peasants anywhere near you.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the thing. At least you're closer to the peasants.
Do you know what I think you should do, potentially, is to spell out, to be dealing specifics, not in art. Or, you know, on Twitter, there's these things. You know, yeah. I was on Twitter the other day. I saw this video from this... this estate agent.
It's an actual thing.
And then you can actually make it in their heads, you know, and they toured this penthouse. There was this, and the comments...
So rather than it being an observational bit, because at the moment you're depending on this observation, everyone knows what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Maybe be more specific.
Yeah, you're right.
And then everyone starts imagining in that place, and then you say, well, then everyone says it's been dissed in the comments. And then...
Also, I might be speaking too common sense-y, but if someone's got a penthouse... in a block of flats, surely if there's a penthouse in a block of flats, the block of flats are still going to be quite nice.
Yeah.
They're not going to be swallow, are they?
Yeah. It's the height that people have an issue with, weirdly.
Right.
They're called money boxes in the sky. These apartment blocks that go up everywhere, yeah. Because, like, rich people invest in them.
Yeah. So what is good about a penthouse? I don't think I've ever even been in a penthouse.
Here's where I am with a penthouse. I'm not sure if I'd be comfortable. In fact, this might even, you know, you could, this could be the same for anywhere hype, that I might sleepwalk and fall out. Or, you know.
Is that why you're on the bottom floor?
Yeah, that's why I'm on the bottom floor. Safe as houses. If I fall out, no problem.
Always well, wake not for, up even fall bodies out, outside.
But do you go to, like, do you I once, open windows? When
no,
you...
no, no, haven't.
Yeah.
Who's that comedian that actually fell out a glass window?
Mike Birbiglia.
Yeah.
I know someone who fell out of a window, broke their back, sleepwalking.
Really?
Mm.
Fuck.
I once woke up lying on that sofa and I'd gone to sleep in bedroom. So.
Really?
It's not a massive leap to think I might pull up the blind. Yeah.
I was,
unlock
I was
the window.
On the sofa as well.
Covered in ectoplasm.
One penthouse, Dirty Magazine, once upon a time.
Wouldn't know, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a few of them. Club.
Yeah.
Penthouse.
So is
big
it just...
Big and bouncy.
So it's just people commenting on videos and things of penthouses.
Yeah, and being like, this is... Yeah, fuck these people.
Right.
Like, how could you have so much when so many people have so few? But it's... But everyone wants to have... But in my head, I'm like, when did we... When did we decide that we don't want a penthouse? Doesn't everyone want nice things?
Surely, like...
No one's like, I want a zero-bed, zero-bath crack house.
Yeah, I out of all the bits, that's the one bit I can't...
Fair enough.
I can see the other bits working. I don't know, I just... Maybe that bit, I just don't quite... Maybe I don't think enough people in the room are going to...
Fair enough, yeah, might...
Get it, maybe. I don't know. I could be totally wrong.
I just...
What's the response like with that bit?
Like, it will get... It gets laughs if I'm talking about when I'm high up. I always want to spit on people. And it gets.
So I quite like that as a as the.
That's all you're getting
it's
out.
It's quite
of it.
Human in a way, isn't it? Yeah. Like you look down and think, oh, you know, that's God, maybe might be the.
And you can't do that on a ground floor. You can't spit on people from a ground floor.
No,
you can. You've got to have a really good.
You've got to have a run up. Yeah.
You have to spit at them, not down at them.
But it gets a laugh if I say, like, you know, people are looking at this. People are looking at this this house going, oh, it's disgusting. And I go, I'd manage. You know, I reckon, give me some time in that Egyptian cotton, da, 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 and I do all the imagery and stuff. And
yeah.
People find it funny.
So you could, because it doesn't have to be like, again, it doesn't have to be like an observational bit, does it? Because it could just be, I was talking about, I really want to have a penthouse. And then my friends were talking.
Yeah.
And so it could be, maybe just a slight change of angle.
Yeah, that's true. It might not be comments in a social media post.
Or you
it could
say
mate.
You saw a penthouse on a social media post. And went, oh, I'd love to live there. And they were like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Or I could do one of those things. Have you seen some comedians do that thing where they make it a woman that's saying the ridiculous thing and then the joke works?
What do you mean?
You know, see, there's a comedian, I won't name names. There's a comedian who does that where all their jokes are like, I was talking to this woman the other day and she was saying this and here's what I said that to make her look stupid.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I'll be interested to hear this as off when we finish recording.
And then we'll come straight back on and tell you who it was.
Like a lot of, and they're quite popular at the moment.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
No. I could hazard a guess.
Because normally with that sort of thing, if I think of something that someone else has said, for me, it's just, I just make it me that said it. So I'm the idiot.
Yeah.
So anywhere people could, what you want people to see stuff of yours, where should they go?
My special's coming out today. Ooh, at today? 7 p.m. yeah.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Oh, so good.
Well, it won't be 7 p.m. today,
but it'll be out on YouTube.
So it'll be out already.
Yeah, but okay, watch it. No, just say, yeah, it's out today, 7 p.m. and they could just go at 7 p.m. and still see it.
Yeah,
still be there.
Well, I'm a stickler for, you know.
You catch it early
on YouTube, is it?
Only exclusive to YouTube. Exclusive to the name of this podcast.
Jokes and Marks.
Cut that.
I just prefer the term jokes. The title jokes.
Jokes podcast.
Yeah.
Jokes with Mark Simmons podcast.
New jokes podcast.
It's good.
So great stuff, Danny. Anything you what?
Fuck yeah! I'm all over them socials.
Oh yeah, Danny's
now.
Danny started.
I sent my first TikTok today.
Sent it.
Is that the
term? Sent it in the post.
He faxed his first TikTok today.
It took 3 days to upload. I don't quite know why that is.
Genuinely
it
did.
It took 3 days to upload.
Let me just check my glasses here. Yeah, it took 3 days to upload. And it just finally did it on the A12 coming back, didn't it? Let me have a look here. Just checking the numbers.
The stats.
1,618 views.
Excellent.
Wow.
How about that, eh?
Well, that's a lot of people, isn't it?
That's a lot of people.
That'll fill lots of theatres.
88 likes. 88 likes.
What's the percentage? That's not a bad percentage, but 5%.
I'm off to the moon, boys. I'm off to the moon.
That is actually a good ratio.
That means that might kick off at some point, yeah.
Yeah, good. Danny Ward comedy, all over them socials.
And we're on tour. We're still on tour. Where's this going out, Danny? We've got to do this one straight away.
Hopefully soon. Well, you
could
do it tonight,
Mark. You
could edit tonight.
Could do, yeah.
On his night off.
I've got
to go to a golf club and pin her, but, you know, them's the breaks. Are you gigging tonight, Finlay?
Tonight? Yeah.
You better get fucking going, mate.
No, I know.
Oh, it's 10 past. That was your out as well, so.
Yeah, no, I should go.
Yeah.
yeah, I do need to go.
But yeah, check out.
How are you getting there?
Train.
From Stratford?
From King's Cross.
Okay. Where'd you bring Grimsby up? Because we've got a Grimsby tour show coming up and lots of other places. So check them out at marksimmons.co.uk or my social media at Jokes with Mark. Anything more from you, Danny?
Nothing more from me, Mark. Anything more from you, Mark?
Nothing more from me, Danny. And remember...
Don't ask me.
Anything more from you, Finlay?
No, I'm all right.
And remember, everyone...
Be more Gareth.
Hashtag Awooga.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.